Oops, sorry, Bill. Was that a zombie? I turned your mic on just as you were
clearing
your throat.
There was a zombie behind me for a minute.
I'm apologizing.
I warded him off. I whipped milk duds at him.
I hear this music, and I begin to get excited for the next season of Walking Dead. I'm watching Fear the Walking Dead. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't come to love those characters as much as Rick and Coral and everybody else, but I am doing it, and I'm going to Walker Stalker Con this weekend, and there's this new Walking Dead experience coming to the Chicago area, and I think I have to try this. You might want to as well. On the line with us right now is James Frazier. Hi, James. How are you?
Doing great. How are y'all?
We're doing well. Tell us about this Walking Dead experience. It's an interactive show, and it's coming to the Chicago area. It's coming this weekend, correct? Donald D. Stevens Convention Center at Walker Stalker Con.
That's right. You actually don't even have to have a ticket to Walker Stalker Con to come out and enjoy the Walking Dead experience. It's about a 30-minute immersive, interactive, theatrical escape room, and it sets you right in the start of the zombie apocalypse, and it's up to you and your group to get through a series of rooms and events and get out alive.
All right, well, so take us through this. You walk in, and you're the owner mm-hmm. of this Walking Dead experience, correct? The owner-operator?
Correct. I, along with Robert Kirkman, who, of course, created The Walking Dead,
absolutely.
And a gentleman by the name of Michael Counts, put together this immersive experience. Essentially, you walk in with a group. You'll start out kind of maybe in the trailer park district of some city, and you're thrown right into the Walker apocalypse, and immediately sight, sound, smells. I mean, everything.
Really, the smells.
Right in.
Yeah.
Oh, feels. I mean,
they're not going to touch you, are they?
There's a possibility if you don't get away fast enough, you can end
I'm
up
dead.
Vulnerable.
I'm dead in 20 seconds.
Well, James, you said at the beginning of this that your goal is to get out alive. So some of the people who take this experience will be killed, won't they?
I can confirm
All right.
that will happen.
All right.
You know what I find so cool about this, James, is every time, if you're into The Walking Dead, you somehow come into the conversation with your family members. Okay, so who is the one of your family members that's going to make it?
Right.
I'm going to be gone, honestly.
5 seconds.
Yeah, because I'm like, what, this isn't living?
Right.
I won't be able to do my hair.
Right.
Where will I get makeup? I have no food. I'm done.
Can Wendy get a discount if she's only in there for 5 seconds? Because honestly, James, I can't see her lasting more than that.
Well, we do have a universal sign of defeat. It's literally you crouch down in a fetal position to let them know that
she's already
I'm
in that
already
position
in
right now. I'm watching her.
Seriously, and my 13-year-old son Dylan is the one who turned me on to this show. Me and my husband weren't watching it. Mom, you got to watch mm-hmm. it. I said, I'm not really into zombies, Dylan. And he said, it's more than just zombies. It's relationships. It's more about the living than the zombies. And then I completely got sucked into it.
Yeah.
He's the one who is going to survive forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you, Bill?
Yeah, I'd be fine.
No, see, you say that all flippant.
I've been in zombie apocalypses before. It's not, I mean,
would
really,
you eat canned tuna?
Yeah, I would have some canned tuna. Sure. James, you sat down with Robert Kirkman. This is the guy who first came up with the concept, the graphic novels
right.
of what's that guy like? Is he easy to work with?
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think it's reflected just in the storytelling of The Walking Dead. And then, of course, he's got his new show coming out called Outcast, which kind of sets in the world of like exorcisms. But the guy is just brilliant. He knows how to tell a story. He knows how to connect the reader or the viewer to the characters. He does a great job.
And did he come to you with this concept of making it more three-dimensional and letting fans into the environment? Or did you come to him? How did that happen?
Well, we started working with Kirkman's company, Skybound, last year by incorporating them into Walker Stalker Con by connecting them to the comic books. And we were trying to find more ways for people to have interactive opportunities at Walker Stalker Con. And, of course, the escape rooms started to become real big across the country, and these theatrical, immersive-type things. So we started just really to throw the idea of how could we do something like that with The Walking Dead at Walker Stalker Con, and then a team of people really put together this concept, and then now it's executed, and it's been receiving rave reviews. I'm from Fangoria to the New York Times. Everybody has just loved it.
All right, I might be too scared to do this. Going to Walker Stalker Con this weekend. It's going on at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center this Saturday and Sunday. It's Walker Stalker Con. And so this is right as the outbreak of zombification is happening. So at first, I guess you can tell when somebody is zombified.
Oh, yeah.
But when they start getting sick, it's like, that's what I'm all worried about. Like, I would kill someone before they actually change. So maybe I'll try not to kill someone. And how does this work? Because with zombies, you have to get them, you have to get to the brain matter. So, I mean, we're not fighting them. We're just kind of
running
witnessing
away from them
this.
Or what?
Yeah, you're going to have to use a lot of the tools that you've seen in the world of The Walking Dead, covering yourself with zombie guts.
So you can blend in. That is the way to do it.
Oh, yeah. Making sounds and distracting, groups of walkers.
That's Wendy, by the way, James.
You've come to learn.
How's that? Wait, listen.
Listen to Wendy. Listen.
Isn't that pretty good?
That's pretty good.
All right.
That's
see, I'm going to fit right
that's
in.
Excellent.
Plus,
that's
sometimes my hair's very messy, so I look like a zombie.
And you actually can participate as a walker in this. You don't have to just be a survivor. You can get made up by professional makeup artists with The Walking Dead and roam the course as a walker.
Is this inside or outside?
It's inside the inside of Walker Stalker Con, but the event itself is contained within two semi trailers and two large tents.
Okay,
so you're covered. Mm-hmm.
I ask in case it rains because there's nothing weirder than zombies with umbrellas. You know that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always strange to see that.
I have to tell you, James Frazier is on the line with us, the owner of the Walking Dead Experience, which you can experience this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center during Walker Stalker Con. Anytime we go out to lunch, James, I have to tell you, Bill doesn't like me to come with because I walk very
way
slowly,
slow.
So I would make an awesome zombie. And I love makeup, so I may have to try this out.
You should totally try it. And then all day you get to scare people. It doesn't get better.
Think about it, Wendy. It's not a bad existence.
This is my first foray into cosplay. I might be very excited about it, this Walker Stalker Con.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Is there a fee for this?
You
once you you get in Walker Stalker Con, it's a 30-minute experience.
Yeah, you can go to the website, which is TWDEXP, which stands for The Walking Dead Experience.com, and you can purchase tickets there. You don't actually have to have tickets to Walker Stalker Con to go into The Walking Dead Experience. Friday night of this week, tickets are half off, and they range somewhere between $30 and $60.
That's not bad.
It's like a dollar a minute just to get scared.
Right, right.
Beepless.
Right. James, you picked the right show to do this with. I loved Everybody Loves Raymond, but I can't see this working with a show like that. Can you?
Come on, Robert, trying to get
you. All right,
you.
That would have been cool. All right.
Raymond.
Right, that would
be
have been
good.
Fun. All right.
Pretty great, James. So nice to meet you, and I'll see how I feel when I get there this weekend.
Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Awesome. You got to do it.
Thanks, James.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Again, it's TWDEXP.com. That's the website that stands for The Walking Dead Experience.com, and ticket information is there. I kind of really want to do it.
You are going to do it, aren't you?
You know me. I back out of everything. I'm going to Walker Stalker Con, but when a push comes to shove,
it's
I'll
right
be like,
there.
I can't. I don't even like to go in Haunted Mansion. I get scared
this
at
is
Disney.
Better. This is more 3D. All right, we have to take a quick break. Stick around. It's Bill Effen and Wendy Snyder on WGN.